I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Donald Trump has switched his war-ending president focus from the Middle East to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. A day after holding a 2.5-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, he met with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in the White House. Let's go through it. President Zelensky quite simply says peace must be achieved, and that if President Putin is not ready to address it, he wants the U.S. to supply it with Tomahawk missiles capable of striking deep into Russia. He comes out of this meeting, he says, with Trump saying that he is open to discussing it, although Trump says it will escalate the war, and says there is a core issue.
We've got to take some of the hatred of each other. You know, they don't like each other. I say that in front of President Zelensky, but I say it in front of President Putin, too. They have tremendous bad blood. It's really is what is holding up, I think, a settlement. I think we're going to get it done, and we have to make it long-lasting.
Zelensky says the bombardment must stop.
The most important thing for people in Ukraine, which are under each day's attacks, to have really strong security guarantees. NATO is the best, but weapon is very important. Allies on our side is very important.
So security from surrounding nations, as well as the U.S., as well as advanced weaponry if the war continues. Trump says Putin has told him he has no appetite for further war and will talk.
He will. I think that President Putin wants to end the war, or I wouldn't be talking this way. I think he wants to end the war. I spoke to him yesterday for 2.5 hours. We went through a lot of details. He wants to get it ended. I think that President Zelensky wants to get it ended. Now we have to get it done.
So he says in several weeks he hopes there will be side-by-side meetings in Budapest, both Putin and Zelensky in the same place, but probably not in the same room. He says Putin has agreed to it. Trump says he will broker peace as he has in the Mideast. Now the situation in the Mideast is a ceasefire, not a peace agreement. But Zelensky says that a ceasefire would be a very good first step. So questions, should the U.S. supply Ukraine with weapons that can strike deep into Russia? Should Russia give back land it has occupied inside Ukraine? And knowing this is just guesswork at this point, do we feel that President Trump will be able to bring at least a ceasefire to the war? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.